no much longer now. Soon, God willing, we'll have an heir to the throne. New life beginning, just like the gardens outside. The raised beds are neatly laid out and all set to burst forth. The breeze is gentle, and the first bees of spring are flitting out of the garden's hives. And nae wonder, for the trees are all in blossom. Soon we'll have apples, pears, damsons and cherries. Honey as well. But perhaps this fruitfulness is mocking us. The Queen has already given birth to three bairns, and all have died.
Are you sure we can cross here? Marcus asked his foster brother. He stared at the fast-moving creek that flowed along the edge of the stone castle.
What, are you afraid? You don't trust me?
Robert taunted.
Sure, I trust you, but trusting you got our seats whipped for swinging from the barn roof.
We did it though, didn't we?
Robert smiled in glee.
That's worth a certain measure.
Marcus grinned back. Impossible that this boy would someday be the King of Scotland.
The last Thursday of April came far too quickly for my liking. I frowned at my reflection in the mirror. I wore a freshly pressed button-down black shirt with the torn blue jeans that Lara loved and a black leather belt. I bent to tie my boots and stood up studying myself again. The shirt was tight to my torso, my biceps visible in the sleeves, and I'd had my braids freshly done. Althea had come up early this morning to do them for me. I liked my hair a certain way, but I'd never learnt how to do it myself. The thought of fiddling with hair straighteners, grips and bobbles was enough to make me roll my eyes.